You know, when we last left you, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Last left you, I was making a little prayer to the sports gods, hoping that they give us this one here. I really wanted to beat the Pacers for many different reasons. You know, Halliburton, the stupid Pacers fans. For years, we've been dealing with the Pacers back and forth. So I went to the sports gods and asked, you know, come on, give us one here. I'm not asking for a championship, just give us one. And yet again, the sports gods let me down. Let us down. And then I was thinking about it. Do you think that the Knicks fans deserved a gift from the sports gods?
Hell yeah.
See, here's why I don't think that they did.
What?
Dude, the premature celebrating. Now, I'm not going to get on people. You want to get excited about, like, I'm not going to give you the bit, oh, it's awful, but I don't agree with it. It's not something I would do, but I get young kids roll into it.
They want like 7th Avenue going nuts like that?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
After round one.
A little bit much.
After
but
a win in round two. Okay, well, that's what I mean. Like, the way, and then it wasn't just that. It was throwing the trash at the Pacers fan. Now, that's not everybody, but that is Knicks fans. The stuff with Winhurst, you know,
yeah,
getting
threw,
up in
yeah,
his face.
Yeah.
The Halliburton doll. Did you see that where they were stomping out a Tyrese Halliburton doll?
I didn't see that.
I believe it was after game 5, right, Sue? That was in the streets again. You didn't see that?
I didn't see that, did also see that a Pacer fan stabbed 2 Knicks fans in Indiana.
I saw.
Okay, I did see that. Now, that wasn't a doll actually stabbing a fan. I mean, that's just where it starts to get crazier. But forget about the Pacers fan. I'm talking about the Knicks fans here. The trash stuff, the Winhurst stuff, the Halliburton doll, the celebrating. I'm like, whatever, you want to get on Halliburton, fine. But celebrating like you won the championship after a round, after a second round, those type things to me are poking at the sports gods. Like, you're not going to get any favors from the sports gods when you act like that. So even though I said a little prayer on Friday, it didn't work, I don't think that Knicks fans deserved one because they were not humble. They were not understanding in the moment. They were over the top celebrating. Sports gods looked at that and said, here you go.
You think they tempted fate?
They tempted fate. Sports gods fate. And look what happened in the NBT.
Well,
Halliburton, his girlfriend talking smack.
Oh, my God.
Reggie in the funeral, and they're all dressing up in black,
know,
all that.
I know.
And they went again.
When you asked me about the sports gods things on Friday, or thing on Friday, I couldn't get behind it. Remember, I said, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
You know, I said, I've been crushed too many times by the sports gods, and the last straw was the Rodgers situation, coming out like Captain America, and then, you know, blowing out his Achilles 4 plays in. I'm like, I'm done with that. I pray to the execution gods at this point.
Right.
I really do. The sports gods of execution. Do your job. Get back on defense. Box out. You know, find the double team when they could, you know, pass, you know, whip the ball around the perimeter. Hit some foul shots. And they didn't play well enough because they're not good enough. And I know that there's a lot of layers there, and you can certainly, you know, push back on that. I don't think that I'm right for everybody. But for me, there's just too many inherent flaws with this team. Whether you begged the sports gods or tempted the sports gods, not good enough.
All right, so if you're not a believer in the sports gods, which is fine, do you believe in that, like, bad karma tempting fate? Like,
I do, okay. But not pertaining to sports as much. Like, yeah, that's why I'm not a fan of, even when my kids were, they know by now, but like real young, like, oh, so-and-so's hurt. Now you want them to get up. That's somebody's dad. Somebody's get up. You don't want to win that way, you know? Now, if it's just a little tiny sprained ankle, that's different. But like, I don't want anything serious. I don't mess around with that. I do believe in karma in life.
Yeah.
I do believe in karma in the world. But not so much with sports. You know, Boomer's big. I'm not touching the money. It means nothing to me. I don't believe in that. I just, you know, I don't care. It doesn't resonate with me. It does for some, not for me.
I feel like, and it pains me to say this because I'm a Knicks fan, I feel like a lot of those Knicks fans got what they deserved.
Okay. Now, if that's true.
Now, they don't represent everybody.
Well, that's where I was going to go.
Right.
I mean, let's say there were 7,000 people on 7th Avenue, right? What about the other million Knicks fans who didn't do anything wrong?
That's what I'm saying. It's not everybody. But those fans, those vocal, celebrating, partying, at times crossing the line fans, became the ones who were the most prominent on social media, the ones that are hated nationally by people who don't really, you're seeing that, you think that every Knicks fan's like that. Those fans cost us. They cost they touched the fate, they tempted fate, they messed with the sports gods, they touched us. They prevented us from having the sports gods maybe hand us a little gift. If you just went about your business, acting like you've been there before, maybe a little more humble.
But they haven't been there before.
I don't know, 25 years. Well,
they don't know how to act.
Yeah.
We were comporting ourselves well. We didn't mess around with that.
Put it this way. If it weren't the Knicks and it were any other fan base that was acting like that.
Oh, I'd be having fun with them as well.
Yeah, and we'd be thinking, huh, you got what you
deserve. Suckers deserve it. Yeah. You asked for it. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, Knicks I thought you won the championship after two rounds. You got what you deserve.
Knicks fans are absolutely despised right now, nationally. Like, they are despised.